Понятно, меня скипать, как будет поделиться.
А вчера обычно провокали сам
приезд. Я не знаю, там поделился, что он сам приезд. Там же возможно, я поставил в комнате расчета,
надо ли стенку для меня?
Ну как нельзя меня подвести в такую контроль?
Да надо было, это то, что сами не знали, что стенку.
Другими словами, Кришна говорит, что все это не влияет на него.
But if one wants to have an influence on the Lord,
если человек хочет суметь воздействие на Господа,
if one has true devotion,
то если у него есть чистая преданность, тогда он добьется.
So we say that the Lord is, when we say that the Lord is under the influence of his internal focus,
когда мы говорим, что Господь не попадает в влияние своей внутренней энергии,
so what we mean is that the Lord is controlled by the true love.
Мы имеем в виду, что Господь контролирует и поступки своих чистых преданных.
And other than that, the Lord is not.
И кроме этого, Господь будет внешним примером. Это же Шватаре Панишат
описывает.
Кришна это ничто не обязательно выполнять.
Because everything is done very perfectly and naturally by this.
Так как все без того устраивает его различные энергии.
So he doesn't have to do anything.
Поэтому он ни в чем не обязан.
He's not, doesn't have to work.
И ему не нужно не работать.
People, the living entities are conditioned by the material world. They are forced to work.
Обусловленные живые существа, которые находятся под влиянием природной энергии, они вынуждены действовать на определенном уровне.
Because they are needy.
Потому что им необходимо.
But Krishna is not independent.
Но Кришна не нуждается ни в чем.
Krishna
описывается как самовлетворенный и самодостаточный.
So one who is fully self-sufficient and self-satisfied.
Поэтому тот, кто полностью самовлетворенный и самодостаточный,
doesn't have to do anything.
Он ничто не обязан выполнять.
Yet still the Lord does something.
Тем не менее, Господь что-то делает.
So what does he do?
Что он делает?
The Lord didn't do anything, how would we have scripture in this passage?
Если бы Господь ничем не занимался, как бы мы могли говорить о Писании Кулуадиде?
How would we have Шримад
Бхагаватам? Откуда бы мы взяли Шримад
Бхагаватам? What could possibly be described if he didn't move?
Что же можно описать от его поступков, если бы он ничем не занимался?
Therefore, we understand that the Lord does.
Поэтому мы понимаем, что Господь делает.
But his doing is simply all acts of the internal focus.
Он действует, но его поступки являются лишь его, всего лишь движением его внутренней энергии. И он действует лишь с одной
целью.
Он действует только для того, чтобы утвердить взаимоотношения с своими чистыми
преданными. И
когда бы Господь не проявлял свои игры, именно то, что он добивается, это он добивается.
This is like when the Lord appears in the material world.
Когда Господь появляется в материальном мире.
The Lord descends with his associates.
Когда Господь приходит вместе со своими спутниками.
The Lord descends with his devotees.
Господь является вместе со своими родителями.
Everything descends with.
И все является вместе с ним.
None of that when Krishna himself descends.
Тем не менее, когда Кришна непосредственно сам
descends. Then all other incarnations descend in.
Когда даже все другие воплощения приходят в нем.
They all appear whenever the Lord appears.
Они появляются всегда, когда появляется Господь.
And even because Krishna simply enjoys.
И так как Кришна просто наслаждается.
Whenever there's the killing of demons.
Когда бы он не убивает демонов.
This is done by other incarnations of the Lord who are acting for Krishna.
Это происходит с помощью других инкарнаций Господа, которые действуют через Кришну.
But Krishna is still Bhagavan Swayam. It's why she Krishna is the original Supreme Personality.
Однако Господь Кришна является изначальной личностью Бога.
And all other incarnations of the Lord are simply plenary parts or portions of plenary parts of the Supreme Lord.
А все остальные воплощения являются или его частями, либо частями его частей.
But Krishna is the original Supreme Personality.
Однако Кришна является изначальной верховной личностью Бога.
So when our original Supreme Personality of God is descended.
И когда эта верховная личность Бога не входит.
As it describes in Bhagavad Gita.
Как описывается в Бхагавад Гите.
Аджопи санавия хабутанами сварохи санкхо кришна мадхистара санкхо мадхистара.
Although I'm unborn. Он говорит, хотя я не рожден.
И мое трансцендентное
тело никогда не исчезает.
Now we're in the world of all sentient beings.
И хотя я являюсь Господом всех существующих существ.
Still I appear in every millennium in my original chance.
Тем не менее, в каждую эпоху я нахожусь в своем трансцендентном теле.
So the Lord appears in my original transcendental form, displayed as an eternal focus.
Поэтому Господь не стоит своего изначально трансцендентной формы для того, чтобы проявить свою внутреннюю энергию.
And to try to attract this sleeping conditioned souls from the glitter of the illusory energy.
И попытаться пробудить те спящие духовные души, которые находятся под влиянием глубинной энергии.
The loving reciprocal relationships that the Lord has.
И поднять их до тех отношений, которые Господь переживает со своими
преданными.
Тот, кто получает лишь намек на отношения Господа со своими
преданными,
он теряет всю привязанность к материальным удовольствиям на земле.
This is what the Swami warns. One is not interested in giving up the affairs of the material world.
Только Господь предупреждает, что тот, кто не пытается оставить привязанность к этому
материальному миру,
не должны отправляться на берег и перейти в Луну для того, чтобы увидеть прекрасную форму
Кришны.
Потому что увидев эту прекрасную форму, а также увидев, как Господь отвечает на любовные отношения со своими
преданными,
человек потеряет всю приятность к этому материальному.
So that is why the Lord displays his internal focus.
Именно поэтому Господь проявляет свою внутреннюю энергию.
He displays it in order to attract.
Он проявляет его для того, чтобы привлекать.
But to understand his internal focus is one of the very difficult things.
Однако понять действие этой внутренней энергии совсем не просто.
We cannot understand the Lord's internal focus by looking to when we are still under the influence of the external.
Мы не можем понять действия его внутренней энергии, когда мы сами находимся под влиянием его внешней энергии.
We cannot actually pierce the protective covering of the Lord's internal focus.
Мы не можем выйти за пределы его внешней энергии.
The Lord's internal focus is protected.
И внутренняя энергия Господа защищена.
It's protected surface.
Это защищенное окружение.
And it's only dispensed to those who are qualified to actually.
И оно определяется лишь тем, кто действительно конфликтирован для того, чтобы увидеть.
Now, of course, we know that Lord Chaitanya, he appeared to feel some special affliction souls.
И, конечно, мы знаем, что Господь Чайтанья явился для того, чтобы дать особое благословение духовным душам.
Lord Chaitanya described as the most merciful affliction of the Lord.
Господь Чайтанья описывает как самую милость воплощения Бога.
He broke open the storehouse of the
Lord. Он открыл двери этого дома любви Бога.
He broke open the protective covering.
Он разбил все эти очищающие оболочки.
It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamrita описывает.
Actually, the Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. The office of the basis is to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is also the transcendental mercy of Krishna. Yes. And all the subject matter of bhakti is very difficult, not the best to understand. In other words, Lord Chaitanya made this bhakti or this internal energy accessible. So even those who had no previous qualification.
Даже для тех, кому кто не обладает достаточными качествами, ее трудно. В противном случае преданное служение очень трудно понять.
Because it is protected.
Потому что, как мы уже говорили, это защищенная деятельность.
Therefore, the Lord's display of his pastimes.
Поэтому Господь являет свое имя.
It's a display of his internal focus.
Проявляет свою внутреннюю энергию.
And when we hear these descriptions of the Lord's pastimes, it allows those who hear with faith to actually catch a glimpse through the window of the spiritual world. We're very much accustomed to looking at things from external perspective. We see things according to a particular standard of condition. Even sometimes we may hear about the Lord's pastimes. We may get realization about the spirit, the distinction between spirit and matter. We may get a little glimpse of a realization how we're not in material bodies. And we catch these little glimpses of something beyond this temporary world. But they don't always stay. These glimpses don't always remain. We fall back upon our external vision. This comes from the physical dance of the material world. And due to these attachments, we become rooted in the particular conception of life. And therefore, due to that conditioning, we tend to look upon ourselves. We look at others, look around at others, and we don't see them as servants of Krishna. We have to see them in terms of the external condition. Or we may feel envy with them. Or we may feel anger. Or we may experience greed. Lust. These are all manifestations of attachments that are still within our heart. As long as these things are situated within the heart, we can understand that our vision is going to be affected. We will not be able to see things in a proper perspective. Therefore, when we actually hear these descriptions of the Lord's pastimes,
with
faith and submission, we sometimes get this little window of an opportunity to catch a glimpse of the spiritual. And when we actually catch a little glimpse of what the spiritual world is like, what it creates within us is a certain type of
hankering.
Is what gives us the impetus to actually become Krishna conscious. Because the more we hanker for Krishna, the more we become purified. Just like the example of Narada Muni. When the Lord appeared before him and said, Narada, this is the last time you will see me.
И он сказал, Нарада, это последний раз, когда ты видишь.
Нарада
был шокирован.
I went so much to see you, I'm done with you. And Krishna told him, he said, well, because you will not see me again in this life because the more that you think of me.
И Кришна сказал, что ты не увидишь меня больше в этой жизни, потому что чем больше ты ищешь меня,
the more that whatever is attachments that are there within your heart, you can wash them away. So these pastimes of the Lord give us an opportunity to hang with associate with the Lord. That's why I said I've got to lose the one. I shouldn't know. These pastimes of the Lord.
Поэтому хитрые Господа заставляют нас всего лишь стремиться обрести его общество Бога.
So this is a very nice passage.
Здесь приводится очень интересное
имя. All glories to Lord Chaitanya.
Вся слава Господа Чайтаньи.
The master of all the world.
Повелителя всех миров.
Glories to Lord Chaitanya.
Слава Господу Чайтанья.
Who is the supreme king of the Brahmins.
Который является верховным царем всех Брахман.
The Vedas.
Вед.
Pure religion. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is an ocean of mercy.
Слава Господу Чайтанье, который является океаном милости.
And who is the jewel that came from such his womb?
И который является бриллиантом, вышедшим из его чаши.
All glory to Lord Chaitanya and his devotees.
Вся слава Господу Чайтанье и его преданным.
Anyone who hears these topics of Lord Chaitanya will attain pure devotion.
Всякий, кто слышит эти игры о Господе Чайтанье, обязательно достигнет приятного окружения. Это действительно возможно.
It's the nature of authors of Vaishnava literature to promote the
Krishna. В этом природа писателей Вайшнава, которые побуждают дарить различные благословения.
We often see that in the charts, they might just promote the literature.
Часто мы видим, что ачарьи, которые составляли ведические писания, они вначале свое повествование дают благословение тем, кто будет их читать.
So Vrindavan Das Thakur is giving the benediction to anyone who gets the topics of Lord Chaitanya.
Vrindavan Das Thakur говорит, что дает свое благословение тем, кто читает эти повествования, благословляя их на чисто бедное служение.
Stories in this Madhukanda are a great treasure.
Эти истории являются творцом сокровищ нашего бедного служения.
Lord Chaitanya, who is the life of all,
Господь Чайтанья, который является жизнью всех,
enjoyed pastimes in Navadvipa.
Наслаждался, свои игры в Навадвипе.
Lord Chaitanya,
Господь Чайтанья,
performed Hari Sankirtan without stop. At every moment he revealed his powers and
opulences.
Overwhelmed by chanting his own holy name, Lord Chaitanya began. Roaring, he loudly laughed. Always tasting the nectar of ecstatic love. In this way, the limbs that the demigod Brahma bowed down before became covered with dust. The Lord's ecstasy had no end. The fortunate devotees gave birth.
Наполняя свои глаза слезами, смотрели на него.
When the Lord was in external consciousness, he would sit with his associates.
Когда Господь пребывал в своем внешнем сознании, он сидел со своими спутниками.
He would enjoy pastimes in the Ganges waters.
Он наслаждался играми, играя в реке Ганги.
On other days he would dance.
На другие дни он танцевал.
And then sit in the courtyard.
И затем сидел на.
He and the devotees would then bathe in the house. He and the devotees would then take
bath.
While the Lord was dancing in ecstasy, a fortunate maidservant named Duki, which means sad, would fetch the water. For a moment she would see the Lord dance with tears in his eyes. And then again and again she would bring more and more water
to him.
So the Lord, he would regularly dance in kirtan
with his associates.
It's described here sometimes for ecstasy. And there are many descriptions given in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata of the word dancing.
И вот много описаний того, как танцевал Господь Чайтанья, как Чайтанья Чайтанья, как перевели Чайтанья.
How sometimes he would go into internal consciousness.
Иногда он входил в свое внутреннее сознание.
When he was in internal consciousness, then that he was not, he was completely unaware of what was going on.
И когда он входил в это сознание, он полностью переставал осознавать, что происходило вокруг него.
Now of course, you know, the Lord is always conscious. But this is his pastime. And therefore it appeared that he was completely unaware of his surroundings. He was experiencing the ecstasy of pure love for himself. Because the Lord appeared to experience this ecstasy. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience this ecstasy. One of the purposes for the Lord's descent is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because
then he wanted to understand what is it that Radharani sees in
him. Which is so attractive.
He wanted to taste that same experience that Radharani is tasting. So although he's Krishna himself, this is how he experiences that taste of love. And therefore he descends in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So sometimes it would appear that he was not in external consciousness. And during these times he was actually experiencing the mood of Srimati Radharani. So while the Lord was dancing in ecstasy, there was this one maid servant whose name was Dukhi. She would for a moment just look at the Lord dance and see how there was good in God. Yes. But while everybody else was staring at the Lord, she would only look at him for a moment. Instead, she would again and again go to the Ganges and bring more and more water to
him.
Because she knew that every day when the Lord finished kirtan with his devotees, so Lord Chaitanya then saw that there were rows of water parts in all four directions in front of the house. Water parts in all directions.
Он увидел, что в посуде находятся различные сосуды с водой во всех направлениях. И он очень
удивлялся.
Он спросил, что у вас такое. Что приносит это воду в Бичуган?
Шривас replied.
Шривас ответил.
О, Лорд.
Он расспросил. И он приносит лучше.
Лорд Чайтанья said.
Господь Чайтанья сказал.
Everyone should call for Sukhi. The name Dukhi is not right for such a person.
In
my heart, she is always Sukhi. Hearing these merciful words from the Lord's mouth, the devotees wept with love and joy. Thus, by the Lord's order, everyone called for
Sukhi.
Srivas no longer thought her a maidservant
in any way.
By loving devotional service, one attains Lord Krishna. Simply by shaving one's head, one will not escape the punishment of God.
И просто облить свою голову человек не сможет избежать всех наказаний царя и Махараджи.
This is Vrindavan. In other words, he's specifically capturing the whole mood of this particular pastime.
другими словами, он охватывает то настроение, которое царило в течение этой жизни.
He's trying to describe what it is that captures the Lord's attention.
И он пытается описать, что привлекало внимание Господа.
It's not shaving one's head.
Господа не привлекает, а просто бритьёт свою голову.
In other words, the devotional service is not an external affair it's not of the external material world. Devotional service is an internal affair. Lord Chaitanya recognized this maidservant of Srivasa Thakur. By the service which was rendered. She was not trying to capture his attention. Standing around him and trying to force herself upon him.
Он увидел те же самые горшки каждый. Он видел те же самые горшки каждый день на одном месте.
And because he knew that the water pots had to be placed there by somebody in the same place every day.
И так как он знал, что эти горшки должен кто-то приносить каждый день.
What captured his attention?
Именно эти привлекло его внимание.
It was the service man.
Это было служение оказанное.
The steady execution of the service, which was rendered by the maidservant.
Это было проявление.
The Lord said that dukkha is not the right name for such a person. He didn't simply say her name should be
sukha.
He said, in my heart,
she
is always sukha. Now this is also very difficult.
Это тоже также имеет очень много значения.
First, the fact that she is always sukhi means that the Lord is benedicting her to be always happy.
Во-первых, тем, что Господь назвал ее сукхи, Господь благословил ее всегда быть счастливой.
Second point is that she was in his heart.
А второй момент заключается в том, что она находилась в его сердце.
Which is not a very easy place to get to.
Что совсем не является простым местом, для которого можно легко добраться.
Just as it was the Lord who spoke to Gurvasa Muni. When he was speaking about Maharaj Ambarish. And when he said that the sadhu is in my heart and I'm always in the heart of the sadhu. Sadhu doesn't know anyone but me and I don't know anyone but me. So the Lord was speaking this way about Maharaj Ambarish. Because Virvasa Muni was approaching the Lord for protection. Because if you remember this pastime, Virvasa Muni was being chased by Sudha Chakravarti.
Потому что, как вы помните, если вы помните эту игру, то за Virvasa Muni следовало.
Because he had offended
Maharaj Ambarish.
And when Durvasa Muni approached the Lord for protection, the Lord told him, I can't
remove
him. I can't act independently from the desire of
the Lord.
Only if my devotee forgives you can I possibly retract the Sudha Chakravarti.
Только если мой преданный простит тебя, тогда я могу отозвать его старшим
чакрам. Maharaj Ambarish controlled.
Он действительно указывает, что Maharaj Ambarish контролировал меня.
He said, I can invoke Sudha Chakravarti.
Я могу послать то, что Sudha Chakravarti. Однако я не могу ее только назад.
And only retract if my devotee forgives.
Я могу ее возвратить назад, только если мой преданный простит меня.
So the Lord was describing to Durvasa Muni the characteristics of such a devotee of
Maharaj Ambarish.
Stating that he's always in my heart. And that he doesn't know anyone except him. In other words, the Lord is constantly absorbed in thoughts of such devotees in his heart.
Другими словами, Господь всегда погружен в мысли о таком бедном, который всегда находится в его сердце.
Even the Lord would sometimes about his devotees. Well, sometimes the devotees are in his person. Sometimes he would say about his devotees has captured me as a prisoner in his heart as well.
как в тюрьме в своем сердце.
Despite what Chaitanya said is about Haridas
Thakur.
Haridas Thakur had so much devotion for the Lord.
Haridas Thakur had so much
love you have towards me.
Только через ту любовь, которую ты имеешь по отношению ко мне.
You have made me a prisoner.
Ты меня сделал заключенным в своем сердце. И я не могу его выпустить.
This is the kind of attitude the Lord experiences in his
devotees.
The Lord becomes imprisoned, captured. Lastly, how to capture the Lord so he'll never leave us. Just like in the song by in the Dhammadharasika song. He writes, how may those pastimes of Lord Damodara always be manifest in my heart. He's praying that, oh, let me somehow capture the Lord's pastimes.
Автор этой песни говорит о том, что пусть эти игры навсегда.
Because he's so attracted to that form of the Lord, Damodara.
Потому что он так привязан к форме Господа.
He prays to the Lord, please let me capture that pastime, capture that form in my heart, so I never lose.
Он просит, пожалуйста, Господь, вводи в мое сердце в эту форму, я никогда не потеряю.
In this way, the devotee prays to be always have the Lord situated in his heart.
Другими словами, Господь обращается к Господу, преданно обращается к Господу.
So the Lord is therefore always in the heart of his devotee, and the devotee is always in the heart of the Lord. So this is how Sukhi entered into the heart of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya said that in my heart she is always Sukhi. Because Lord Chaitanya was simply seeing the attitude of service. Thus proving that this devotional service is not an affair of the material world. If we think that devotional service is something which can be achieved by something to get the attention of the Lord, of the Lord's devotees, then we have to understand what is it that attracts their attention.
Тогда мы должны понять, что привлекает их внимание.
This is a very, very important point.
Это очень-очень важный момент.
Because as we explained in the beginning, that the only thing that can attract the Lord's attention is unalloyed devotional service.
Потому что, как мы говорили в самом начале, единственное, что привлекает внимание Господа, это беспримесное смертное служение.
Nothing else can get the Lord's attention.
Что больше него привлечет внимание?
Prahlad Maharaj describes this in his prayers in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam.
В самой песне Бхагаватам, которую Махараджа описывает, это
instructions. Speaking to his classmates. My dear friends, O sons of
demons,
you cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if you become expert Brahmins, even if you become advanced in etiquette or vast learning, none of these qualifications can awaken the pleasure.
Ничто не сможет пробудить внимание Господа по отношению к нам.
Nor by accepting austerities,
не совершая аскезы,
accepting vows,
не принимая обеты,
nor by chastity,
не через целомудрие,
great sacrifices,
через великие жертвоприношения,
none of these things can attract attention.
Ничто из этого не может привлечь внимание Господа.
The Lord is pleased only when one has unflinching, unalloyed devotion to Him.
Только тогда, когда человек находится на стадии чистого преданного служения.
Without including ourselves, if we think we can get Krishna's attention.
Поэтому мы вводим сами себя в заблуждение, если мы думаем, что сможем так привести внимание к Кришне.
And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says it's a show, it's a performance.
И поэтому Прохлад Махарадж говорит, что это только шоу.
It's meant for somebody else. Oh, look at me.
Это всего лишь представление. Такой человек говорит, посмотрите на меня.
I want others to see how austere I am. Or maybe I want others to see how learned I am. Or I want others to see accepting vows, by accepting vows that I'm also very advanced. Very advanced. In other words, as Prahlad Maharaj explains, That even if one is very, very advanced in the study of the Vedas, just as it is stated, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Chakrastapa Akpanasya Vadehana Manu Mokarajana. That Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya, that for a person who is devoid of devotional service, that if he, even if he takes birth in a great family or nation, even if he's very learned in the Vedic literature, even if he chants all kinds of Vedic mantras, and even if he is very austere, they are simply described to be like all ornaments on a dead body. They simply serve the concocted pleasures of the general populace. What is the value of ornaments in a dead body? We may ornament a dead body, but it doesn't make it any more valuable. He's like, I oftentimes think of this one, this unbelievable one example. Many years ago that I had seen in I can't remember where I saw it. About one big gangster in the United States. Gangster. Who said that when he dies, he wanted his body to be buried in Kabbalah.
Он писал о том, что когда он умрет, он хотел бы, чтобы его тело было заключено в огромном кабинете.
And so he was killed.
Его убили.
And they made a coffin for him. It was like a big cabinet.
И на нем сделали гроб, который был похож на огромный кабинет.
And in his hands, both hands were filled with $100 bills.
Его руки в руках лежали $1,000.
And this is how he wanted to be put in the grave.
Именно так он хотел бы помещен в могилу.
So this is called ornaments on the dead body. What is the value of such ornaments on the dead body?
Если какая-либо значимость в этих украшениях?
Simply going in the grave.
Он просто отправляется в могилу.
So in the same way, this verse describes that even if one is very expert in the Vedas, austere, chants Vedic mantras, they're like ornaments on a dead body. If such a person is devoid of devotional service, they have no value whatsoever. Because if we want to attract attention to the allure, none of these things will attract attention. And that's the actual purpose of life. The actual goal of life is to actually attract the attention of the Lord. Just like it's described, that the highest perfection of life is to remember the Supreme Lord at the time of giving up his body. The Lord is completely independent. It's not that we can capture him in our minds by our own efforts. He has to agree to appear. If he doesn't agree to appear, we can try all we want to remember him. Just like the same thing for Narada. Narada wanted the Lord to appear. He tried doing everything the exact same way he was doing before. The Lord chose to not appear before Narada. So it's not by our own efforts that we can capture the Lord. Capture the Lord in our mind, capture the Lord in our hearts. But it's by the love
но только с помощью любви.
That the Lord feels bound by love.
Господь чувствует себя связанным этой любовью.
When the Lord actually sees that one has love for him,
и когда Господь видит, что кто-то любит его,
he's a person.
Он является личностью.
And he thinks, how can I let this person out of my sight? The Lord thinks, how can I let this person out of my sight?
Он говорит, как же, он думает, как же я могу оставить такого человека?
Just like Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna говорит в Bhagavad Gita.
He says, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me.
Он говорит, тот, кто видит меня везде и видит все успокоившихся во мне.
I'm never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me.
Я никогда не потерян для него, и он никогда не потерян для меня.
He's saying, for a devotee who sees me in everything.
Он говорит это для преданного, который видит меня во всем.
He's always dependent upon me. He sees everything in relationship to the Lord. He says that I'm never lost to him. He'll always see me everywhere. But he also says he's never lost to me. I can't let him out of my sight. The Lord is always conscious of someone who has love for him. And the Lord gives us assurance that for such a devotee, he will always protect him. So this is how to capture the attention of the Lord. It's not some external affair. Look at me, look at me. It's just like in this particular example of Suki. We'll call her Suki now because that's how the Lord wants her to be called. Was loved every day. It captures his attention.
И в этом примере сумки, именно эти горшки с водой привлекли внимание.
He saw the pockets every single day.
Он увидел эти ведра каждый день.
And therefore he said,
и поэтому он спросил, кто же это делает?
Immediately, that was what captured his attention.
Сразу же это привлекло его внимание.
The Lord wants to see how much we're doing something to please Him.
Господь хочет увидеть, насколько мы хотим удовлетворить Его.
And not that we want something in return.
Он также хочет увидеть в том, что мы не хотим ничего взамен.
That's bhakti.
Это bhakti.
That's the internal potency.
Это внутреннее время.
That's what these pastimes we're describing are all about.
Именно об этом и говорят эти игры.
It means actually doing something to please Krishna.
Это означает делать что-то для того, чтобы удовлетворить Krishna.
And for that is the only reason that we're doing it.
Именно за эти причины мы делаем это.
We want to please Him.
Мы хотим удовлетворить Его.
But how can we please Krishna directly?
Но как же мы можем удовлетворить Кришну непосредственно?
We may try to get Krishna's attention.
Мы можем пытаться привлечь внимание Кришны.
But if we don't have pure love,
но если у нас нет чистой любви,
we can't get it.
Мы не сможем получить это.
We can wave our arms.
Мы можем махать руками.
We can try to threaten Krishna.
Мы можем бросаться в Кришну.
That if you don't look at me, I'll chastise you.
Мы можем попытаться пригрозить ему, что если ты не посмотришь на меня, то я накажу тебя.
Or just like the other day we were speaking about that for one who doesn't have love for Krishna.
Однажды мы говорили о том, что у того, у кого нет любви.
If he does that some service for Krishna, expecting something in return.
Если он делает какое-то служение Кришне для того, чтобы Кришна вернул что-то ему взамен.
Then this is not love, it's business.
Это не является любовью, это является бизнесом.
But Krishna is not bound by any business contract.
Но Кришна нельзя связать никакими контрактами в бизнесе.
Because we may try to do business with somebody. And we say, may say, okay, sign here. I'll do this for you as long as you do this for me. But Krishna's not bound by any business
contract.
He's only bound by law. We can't say to Krishna, if you don't do for me what I was expecting you to do for me, I'll take you to court. Or we can't say to Krishna, if you don't do what I was expecting you to do for me, I'll get the mafia. What possible threat can we make to Krishna? He's not bound by any contract. There's no such thing as doing business with Krishna. So, the point is that we can't get Krishna's attention as long as there's still impurities within our hearts.
Мы не сможем привлечь внимание Кришны, пока чистота находится в нашем сердце.
If we can't get Krishna's attention, then how are we ever going to become pure?
Если мы не сможем привлечь его внимание, как же мы сможем очиститься?
So if we actually want to do something that is pleasing to Krishna,
поэтому если мы хотим сделать что-то, что удовлетворит Кришну,
we have to understand the secret of how to do something that is pleasing.
Мы должны понять секрет того, как делать что-то, что удовлетворит Кришну.
It's a secret which is known by the devotees of glory.
Это секрет, да, ответственность.
Krishna says that anyone who claims to be my devotee is not my devotee.
Кришна говорит, что всякий, кто заявляет, что он является моим преданным, не является моим.
But anyone who is a devotee of my devotee, I'll accept him as my devotee.
Но тот, кто говорит, что он преданный моего преданного, я принимаю его как своего преданного.
In other words, we can't get Krishna's attention directly.
Другими словами, мы не можем привлечь внимание Кришны непосредственно.
But if we render service to somebody who has Krishna's attention,
однако если мы будем выполнять служение по отношению к тому, на ком сфокусировано внимание Кришны,
then that's how we get attention.
Именно так мы привлечем внимание.
That's how we can make advancement. That's how we can begin our devotional service. Because that's where Krishna's attention goes. Krishna makes it clear where his attention is. It's not going to go to anybody who still has a lot of impurities in
their heart.
So we have to actually render service to somebody who has Krishna's attention.
Поэтому мы должны служить тем, на ком сконцентрировано внимание
Кришны. And in this way, we can do something which is pleasing for Krishna.
И именно так мы сможем удовлетворить Кришну.
This is how to actually approach the Lord.
Именно так мы сможем достигнуть Кришны.
This is what Prahlad Maharaj also said. Prahlad Maharaj says that unless they smear upon the body, the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Who is completely free from material contamination. And is always glorifying the Supreme Lord. Prahlad Maharaj says that unless they smear upon the body, the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Who is completely free from material contamination. And is always glorifying the Supreme Lord. This is the only way by which one can approach the Lord. Only by approaching the Lord and rendering service to the Lord in this way can one become free from material contamination.
Именно так, выполняя служение по отношению к преданному Господу, человек может освободиться от мирского осквернения.
This is the only way we can get rid of the contaminations in our heart.
Именно так мы можем освободиться от осквернения, находящихся в нашем сердце.
To render service to Vaishnavas.
Мы должны служить Vaishnavas.
To render service to those who actually know how to please the Lord.
Мы должны служить тем, кто
it is the service which captures the Lord's attention. It's not anything else. This is how we can advance in spiritual life. Or it should have been Navindas Thakur stating here. By loving devotional service, one attains Lord Krishna. Simply by shaving one's head, one will not escape the punishments offered by
Yamaraj.
It's clear. It's not simply that shaving our head, putting on saffron cloth, putting neck beads, that's what captures the Lord's attention. Because it's not external. Even Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport. He said there could be many persons who put on the dress of Vaishnavas, but their association should be avoided. He warns about this specifically to explain that it's not the dress that makes a Vaishnava. Well, certainly we put on the dress of a Vaishnava in an attempt to actually develop the qualities of a
Vaishnava.
But it's not shaving the head and putting on the cloth that we're going to become Vaishnava. Vaishnava is not such a cheap thing. Vaishnava means one who actually surrenders service to
him.
This is Vaishnava. If he's self-serving, if he's simply filled with all kinds of material motivation, then his only hope is the association of a
Vaishnava.
That's how he can become Vaishnava. Prabhupada always emphasized this point. He will quote the verse of 2nd canto of
Bhagavatam.
He describes all these different classes of men. The Kiratas, Kunas, different civilizations of people live in different places. Who at that time were considered to be degraded. Even those addicted to the most sinful acts. They can all become purified by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the devotee of the Lord. Due to the Lord,
seeking
importance.
Due to the
Lord, seeking importance. So, even those addicted to the most sinful activities can become
Vaishnava.
But their only hope to become Vaishnava is by rendering service. And by hearing the transcendental message of God from the lips of such
Vaishnava.
If one is not submissive in service to Vaishnava,
he can't get Krishna's
attention. Prabhupada always emphasized this point about his own. Described how one must have Yavasi Yatmaka Buddhi, must be resolute in his determination.
The
verse in Bhagavad Gita describes those who are on this path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. Those who are on this path, they are resolute in purpose and their aim is one.
Те, кто находится на этом пути, они утверждены в своей цели.
He would describe, this is how one must execute the instructions coming down to Supreme Lord.
Он говорит, что именно таким образом человек должен выполнять наставления идущие из высших источников.
One must be submissive to higher authority.
Человек должен быть покорен по отношению к высшему.
Because this is how devotional service descends.
Потому что именно так выступается конкретное служение.
Devotional service descends, as we described, is the internal potency of the Lord.
Как мы говорили, преданное служение является внутренней энергией.
It comes down from the Lord.
Оно спускается от Господа.
Protected activity.
Это защищенная деятельность.
By His internal purpose.
Mahatma
nas tumam partha daivim prapiti mashita, as Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna explained that with Gita.
Those Mahatmas, great souls, who are always engaged in my devotional service, they are under the protection of my daivim
prapiti.
They come under the protection of his internal potency. How to get out of that protection? One must be always engaged in
devotional service.
That's the criteria, always. Krishna says, Tesh sam satatam yuktanam bhajitam yukti jodhitam. So those who are always endeavoring, always worshipping me with love. I give them the understanding. Those are such persons who come under the protection of the Lord's internal potency.
And
if we want to get into that internal potency, We have to actually come under that same protection. It means we actually have to serve the order of those who are in the internal potency of the Lord. It's not by getting a position that one makes spiritual advancement. Sometimes foolish people think that this is the criteria that one's advancing. How many strikes do I have? This is a symptom of advancement. But this is actually not the symptom of advancement. The symptom of advancement is Krishna consciousness. How much we're actually engaged in service of pleasing the Lord. And the Lord will recognize that service if we actually accept the service in the proper channel. Just like sometimes devotees ask the question, how do I pick up my devotion? We actually have heard this question a lot. It's just like devotional service is something that you pick up in a catalog. It's a catalog for devotional service sent out to all the temples. And you begin going, let me look at this one. Now, what are the benefits of this service? There's good food. Good place to live. A lot of austerities. This one has nice association. Warm place to live. So far it looks pretty good. Oh, I have to live like a farmer. I don't want to be.
Next one.
But devotional service is not like that. We don't create devotional service. Devotional service is eternally existing. We can't create it. It doesn't begin here. It's already existing in with Krishna and his eternal associates. And it's already manifest in the heart of his unalloyed devotees. If we actually want to be engaged in devotional service, we have to take it in a way that it descends. Devotional service will descend to us if we have the sincere desire for devotional service. That is the only qualification for devotional service. If one simply has a sincere desire to be engaged in service of the Lord, then the Lord will give one the opportunity to render some service. But one has to be qualified to recognize the service when the Lord offers it. If we look at it from external vision, we may not be able to recognize it. It might be right there. But we may be looking at that thing to our I don't like the benefits. Then he can begin to understand what is the meaning of devotional service. Otherwise it remains a mystery. Just like Krishna told Arjuna, so only by undivided devotional service can you see me as I am standing before.
Он говорил, что только посредством чистого преданного служения ты увидишь, ты сможешь увидеть меня таким, как я стою.
Only then can you enter into the mysteries of understanding.
Только тогда ты сможешь угадать загадку понимания.
And previously he told Arjuna, he says, not by austerities.
И перед этим он говорил, не через
аскезу. Not by renunciation.
Не через обличение.
Not by Vedic studies.
Не через обличение.
Not by worship. You can't see my form it.
Right.
You can't see Krishna. Krishna can't be seen with blunt material senses. Tapsi Krishna Navadi Navadid Brahim India. Krishna can't be understood with blunt material senses. It can only be understood with spiritual senses. Sevan Mukehi Jivado Svaya Devas Parakyada. He can be understood with spiritual senses which have been purified by engaging in devotional service to the Lord. If we take the service as it descends, then we can begin to understand the mysteries of emotional service. If we simply sincerely desire to have that service, and we pray to Krishna, every day the devotee is supposed to be praying to Krishna. Hare Krishna. What does it mean? Means Krishna, please engage in your service. So every day we're chanting Hare Krishna. And then Krishna tries to give us some service. Something that glorifies me. That's what captures the Lord's attention. How much are we really willing to carry those buckets of water? And not stand there and say, I did it. Krishna knows who did it. We don't have to make it known to him. He knows everything. He knows exactly what's going on in our hearts. This is the Lord's pastimes. This is how we can understand devotional service. This is how we can begin to appreciate the Lord's pastime. And when we see how the Lord reciprocates with this attitude of love, it opens up a window to the spiritual world. That's where we should want to go. The material world is simply a very pale, dry place. There's no reciprocation in the material world. The reciprocation in the material world is simply like a drop of water in the desert. It may be bring a little pleasure. What is the value of a drop of water in the desert? But the reciprocation that one gets from Krishna, it's like a whole ocean. Because Krishna gives himself. In the material world we get little drops. But in devotional service we get Krishna. He becomes the servant of his devotee.
He
gives himself to his devotee. That's what's so attractive about these pastimes. That's why we have to hear these pastimes and understand the deep confidential meaning of these pastimes. And then we can actually begin devotional service. That's how devotional service begins. And it continues in that same way. Tajdoshana Rashma Pavarga Vatmani Shradharati Bhakti Anutta Nishiti. Devotional service continues that by hearing about the pastimes of the Lord in the association of devotees of the Lord. It's very pleasing to the ear and to the heart. There's one advances on this path of knowledge. Gradually he becomes free from his attachments to the material world.
His attachment
to Krishna becomes fixed.
And
then real devotion, the devotional service begins. That's when it begins. Until then, it's not real devotion. So we can begin our devotional service by hearing Shraddha Bhakti and Krishna. If we simply hear the pastimes of the Lord, in the association of the Lord, it will create this little thing in
our
Ваше святейшество, объясните, пожалуйста, вот есть ли разница в том, что испытывала служанка Духи от своего служения до того, как Господь Чайтанья заметил его, и после? They do something for the Lord. The Lord reciprocates with them. They want to please the Lord. The Lord wants to please them. And a competition takes place between the Lord and the servant. And the reciprocation is always increasing. That's the variety of spiritual life. When we say the same, we should never think that it's stagnant. There's no stagnation in the spiritual world. Everything is ever increasingly blissful. So certainly, Suki felt some difference. She felt increasing reciprocation from the Lord. The Lord can reciprocate unlimited. There's unlimited. That's what it means to be engaged eternally in devotional service. It's not that the Lord can simply give something, reciprocates us for some, with us for some service, and then he turns his attention elsewhere. And as we already explained, the Lord's attention never gets turned away from the surrendered servants. His attention is always fixed in that
way.
But only God can do that. Because he can put all his attention on that way. And he can put all his attention on that way. And he can put all his attention on that way. And all his attention is on everything. Only God can do that. anybody else tries to put his attention on somebody, then he has to tell somebody else to wait a minute. Wait till I come back. I have to put my attention over here. But God doesn't have to do that. Because He's the super soul in the heart of everybody in the
world.
And in the spiritual world, He's directly reciprocating with everyone who is
associated.
And there's no distraction for His attention. So the point is that obviously Suki felt some difference. She felt reciprocation. That's called love. It's the reciprocation of the Lord. And it didn't stop there. It continues. Ever increasing.
But if he chooses to not reveal,
If he chooses to not reveal himself, then we will never love him. So it's not just our determination. Certainly determination is required. But the determination must be properly directed. Determination must be directed to pleasing Krishna. There are many persons who are very determined. Harani Kashyapu was very determined. He also offered prayers. So what happened? He didn't have to say mercy. So the determination has to be fixed in the proper direction. We have to be determined to please the Lord. And therefore, even though we may not be pure in our motivations, if we repeat the prayers of those who are exemplary, just like in the beginning part of your question, you're talking about praying to the Lord. But rather than offering our own prayers, we should offer the prayers of those devotees who showed us what is the right thing to pray for. Otherwise, we may pray for the wrong thing. So we should repeat the prayers of the pure devotees. That, therefore, they've given us these prayers to show us what we should be praying for. One of the processes for worshiping the Lord is
offering
prayers. So if we offer these prayers with determination, then the Lord may become so disposed to reciprocate
the prayer.
So is the point is, it is certainly not determination alone.
Я хочу сказать, что не то, что наше решение,
побеждает
но также и наши решения.
Whether one has no material desire, whether one is filled with material desire, whether one is desiring liberation, one who has broader intelligence must by all means worship the
Supreme.
So even if we're filled with material motivation, still we can become purified if we come in contact with Krishna. If you want to come into contact with Krishna, we have to know how to contact. Where is Krishna to be found? Krishna tells Narada, Naham tishtami vaikunti yoginam vidhi yeshubhattat vatishtami narada yathubhattat. Says, Narada, if you're looking for me, I can't be found in Vaikuntha
Dhamma.
No one can be found in the house of yogis. But if you want to find me, then you should go to that place where my devotees are always chanting my
name.
Because that place I want to
sit.
So this is how we can practice on that
information.
Or just like it was Yudhishthira Maharaj who said to Vidura. He said that saints of your caliber are verily holy places for
sarvabhauma.
Because you carry the Supreme Personality of God into your heart. Wherever you go, do you turn that place into a place of
good?
Explaining that actually such personalities like the Padura, because they're always speaking about Krishna. Therefore, wherever they go, that place becomes a place of good. In India, many people travel to places of pilgrimage to take darshan of the world.
They
travel long distances. Sometimes walking 10 to 100 kilometers. Going to simply to associate with the Lord in these holy places of
pilgrimage.
But Yudhishthira Maharaj explained this
person
that we can go to places of pilgrimage simply by hearing a personality like Madhura. You invoke the Lord's presence by the continuous presentation of your past. So the point is that even though we may have some desires in our heart, and we may have any impure motivations, he manifests himself in his holy name, especially when the holy name is
Hearing
the impact. Otherwise, if we don't act, we won't be here. But when one hears the absolute truth, everything settles. Forces one to want to do something. That's the nature of the absolute truth. One is actually hearing that Krishna is God and I'm His servant. Then he has to act on the hearing. So, if he's actually great, it's sufficient, because then he'll do something.
Может ли он без формальной инициации вступить в контакт с этим мужчиной?
Harbors ill thoughts of others. Means that he can't see the faults of himself. So he may think speaking openly means telling everybody that's from all the faults. That's not what it means to be open. An open person is honest about his own shortcomings.
Откровенный человек откровенен, взирая на свои собственные недостатки.
Is that what you're talking about? Being open? Honest about his own shortcomings? So, yeah, that's our duty, to be honest about our shortcomings. That's one of the principles of association. But we should, also should discriminate. And we should be honest about our shortcomings with the right people. That's what Rupa Goswami described recently. And that one should reveal his mind in front of him. Every devotee should have that kind of shortcomings. So he, whereby he feels he's being honest about his own shortcomings. If I be mailing it to a more advanced devotee, then a more advanced devotee will immediately assume the role of being more advanced devotee by helping them to really be
But
it's not that we should be open to
anybody.
Because others who may not be so advanced will take advantage of it.
Okay.